Hey, everybody, this is episode 1000 of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and I want to thank you for being a listener of this podcast over the past several years. It's amazing that we've reached this landmark of 1,000 episodes, and I'm so grateful for all that God is doing in our lives. I hope you enjoy today's episode where we answer the question, what is a disciple? There was once a story of a young man who was eager to grow in his Christian life. He got a piece of paper and made a list of all the things he would do for God. He wrote down the things he would start doing. He wrote down the things he would stop doing. He listed the places he would go for God and the areas of ministry in which he would serve. He was excited. He took the list to the church and put it on the altar to give to God. He thought he would feel joy, but instead he felt empty. So he went home and started adding to his list. He wrote down more things he would do and more things he would not do. He took the longer list and put it on the altar, but still he felt nothing. He went to a wise old pastor and told him the situation and asked for his help. The pastor said, "Take a blank sheet of paper, sign your name at the bottom, and put that on the altar." Well, the old pastor was correct. Discipleship does not start with a list of do's and don'ts. It starts with giving God our hearts. From the place of full surrender, God can have His way in and through our lives. You know, in the early chapters of the Gospels, we read the story of Jesus selecting His 12 disciples. His gentle invitation included the words, "Come, follow me." Leaving their old lives behind, they embraced a new one as a disciple of Jesus. Today, you and I are invited to accept the same invitation to become disciples of Jesus. So what is a disciple? It's been said that a disciple is a student or a follower. And while this is true, there is much more required to be a disciple of Christ. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Jesus' call for discipleship is not just about becoming a student or learning a new way of life. It's also about surrender and denying ourselves. It's about taking on a new life, new values, and a new mission. Someone once said, "A student learns what his teacher knows, but a disciple becomes what his master is." Isn't this the goal of the Christian life? To become like Jesus in our character and conduct? We often talk in today's church about discipleship. So what is discipleship? Well, I like this definition by Pastor Tony Evans. He once wrote, "Discipleship is that developmental process that progressively brings Christians from spiritual infancy to spiritual maturity so that they are able to reduce the process with someone else." You see, the singular overarching goal of a disciple is to bring all of life under the lordship of Jesus Christ and then to help someone else do the same. Jesus said in Luke chapter 14, verse 27, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Admittedly, this is difficult language for us to accept. The hard truth is that discipleship requires death. It is death to our old life, old values, old ways of living that conflict with Scripture and are inconsistent with the life of Christ. But in Christ, where there is a death, there is also a resurrection. There is new life. By laying down the old life, we are taking up a new life in Christ. We are learning from Him. We are learning to be like Him. We are blessed to leave behind guilt, shame, fear, and despair. We embrace a new life of peace, joy, fulfillment, and hope. From our salvation experience until we see Jesus face to face, we are on a journey of discipleship. Every day we are to be learning, growing, and becoming all that God has for us. Our daily prayer should be, "Jesus, I want to be more like you." And this is the life of a disciple. And here's today's challenge. Take up your new life in Christ and lay down your old one. Embrace the goal of daily following Jesus and becoming His disciple. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.